Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
About my word of mouth, my hard night, you could check my shoes, then you could talk about the way that my life improves, my hard night.
And it's Jay from Detroit, homie. All right. Well, welcome to the show, man.
Oh, man, appreciate it, man. You know, I had to be on there. You got the players, you know, from L.A. on there. I had to be a part of it.
All right. Much love, much love. We're waiting for this other guy, but I guess we can start chopping it up, man. I guess Aladdin will be along in a minute. You know what I'm saying? I guess the cab got stuck in traffic. I don't know, but he'll be here. I don't
Yes,
man. So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? We could play some music, a tweet. Tell us what's good with you, brother. I mean, we got to keep the show rolling anyway. You know how we
do. Oh, yeah.
So give the listeners, man, some background on the Macadelics. We'll start with you, and then, Urge, we can go on with you from there. But Tweet Cadillac, tell all our listeners who Tweet Cadillac is and give us some history.
Oh, man, I'm an original Los Angeles film spitter, man. Macadelics was originally formed in 1996 by yours truly, Earth 7, and Grand Imperial DJ turntablist DJ Aladdin. And, you know, man, it was a compilation, man, formed on some real player spit. So we sat back, man, came with a few hits, man. You know, we did rather well, man. I believe it was the wrong album at the wrong time, man. The reason I say that, it was too much heat for them at one time. They couldn't all absorb it all. So I believe, man, it kind of led to a lot of other situations that formed. But I believe musically that album is really cannot be compared to anybody else thus far from way back then till now. The subject matter, the concept, the track, man, we was on some other shit way back then. So I really understand, man, this music game and how, like, sometimes you might have to dumb it down. We didn't dumb nothing down. We just did curse. And that's the weird.
Urge, speak up.
Oh, man, you know, it was a beautiful thing, man. Urge 7, you know what I'm saying? 20-plus year vet. Y'all can look me up everywhere, Digital Music and Soul, and type that URG7. Formerly Below Zero of the Macadelics. And like Tweed said, man, the album, you know, it's frozen in time, man. It's frozen in time at a moment where it really can't be touched, man. It's a such thing as, like Tweed was saying as well, being ahead of your time, dog. We was just a little ahead of the curve, and they just couldn't, like he said, they couldn't catch up or keep on. We never dumbed it down. We just didn't really use a lot of profanity, but we gave them that real pimp cap. You know what I mean? We gave them that real pimp cap right off the street. We didn't hold nothing back. We told them how it was, and we just, you know, tried to be clever. But it was a lot of politics, man, with the album because, you know, we had the Fugees come out around the same time, and they had the same hook as us on they single. So, you know, those kind of politics played a part because he was getting airplay right at Power, but you can't have the two of the same hooks. You know, Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time? You know, that was they hook, you know, our hook. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. We singing the same thing they singing. And, you know, they were a bigger group at the time with the wide clip and whatnot. So, you know, it was what it was, man. But we got fans all over the world. You go look up Macadelics on YouTube, man. We've got thousands and thousands of hits. On the whole album is damn near on YouTube. That's how popular the group was. So, you know, just ahead of the game.
That's true.
Yeah,
not
ahead of the game,
you
man.
Off, but you're absolutely right. Every song is on there. I was even amazed.
Yeah, I was impressed because I looked it up and I said, well, damn, they got damn near the whole album on here. Then I kept looking. I said, well, damn, they got the whole album, remixes and all. So, I mean, we really big in Germany. We never really got a chance to go touch those fans, man. There was a lot of people waiting to see the Macadelics. There was a lot of people wanting us to come to their town and their city, and things just kind of, you know, fell off before we could get that far, you know.
What's up?
Yeah, big shout-out to everybody in Germany, too, man.
Big shout-out to Germany. Big shout-out to Big Pain. Big shout-out to Silky Satin Aladdin. Big shout-out to, you know, Ice-T, all the players that was involved in helping us get this done. Yeah, DJ Scratch, definitely.
Kerry E, man.
Yeah, Kerry E, man. Kibby Ray.
Hey,
shout out to Kibby Ray, truly odd.
Y'all hold that for a minute, man, because I want to get that with Kerry Eatman. I hadn't heard that name for a long time. But right now, I want to play Power Player, you know, for our listeners right now, and then we can get back to chop it up for a minute, all right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yes, Macadelics,
y'all,
never underestimate the power of a player.
Y'all put your ear on this.
And magical, I've been told I'm spectacular. Now you're never know where I'm going. Let's not open up the door. Let me introduce myself. I'm Silky Fat, formerly known as DJ Latin. I'm busy scratching, producing, rapping, threading, talking to blasting. Hello, counteract it. Things are changing for this game. Nothing stays the same. Playing strange game. And the refrain could remain. Didn't utilize their brain. What a shame. Well, anyway, fuck it up. You got a better players coming together now. Any old kind of weather became a better, not a sweater. Never underestimate the pedigree. Power of a player underrated. Still don't believe I made it. Play and get it. Ain't no tripping in my pivot. If you satin on a mission, ain't no roaches in my kitchen.
Somewhere to get us some money, man. Who was that?
Oh, that wasn't me, man. My mind is already doing what they do. I think that was that other guy.
Oh, well, that other guy, you think he's sharing? I mean, you let the world hear it, so.
Oh, yeah, man. Just out here trying to get it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We all still at it. That's the good part about, you know, us individually and collectively. Collectively, you know, we do what we do, but individually, everybody's still grinding.
Right.
As we should.
So back on this Macadelics thing, man, I mean, you guys definitely had a sound, but I had a question. Do you contribute the sound of the group? You know, a lot of people say a certain sound come from, you know, a lot of the groups that came out of Compton or South Central. Do you think that your sound was a part of a movement that came out of that, or do you think your sound was something, you know, unique to you guys individually? I know that's kind of a broad question, but I know some people out there may want to know that.
Well, speak on yourself.
Go ahead. Kill them off.
Okay, me personally, I believe our sound was formulated from how we was feeling, so you couldn't really pigeonhole or categorize us. We was players. We wasn't trying to fit in no genre in regards to a city or a region. We just did music for cats like us. We call it like pool party pimp shit. So basically, I think we had more of an international feel to begin with, because ain't too many cats as fly as we are collectively. So to put us together, I think we basically made our own sound. And if you was that fly cat, And you had that fly whip, and you want to roll on some fly shit, you was going to roll on us, basically. No comparison, hands down.
Man, we was in the studio putting in late nights, you know, live musicians, people coming in playing guitar, people coming in playing boards, you know, people coming in playing live instrumentation. And, you know, the way Aladdin had put all that stuff together was just, you know, remarkable. It gave us that real, you know, old but new sound, you know what I mean? We had that whole, like, 70s, you know, that real pimp vibe was up in the music, man, period. I mean, it, like Tweed said, we was making it off the way we was feeling, and we was in the clouds, you know what I mean? When you feeling like that, you can't make no bad music. Everything you make is going to reflect your attitude and your mood and your surroundings and your environment, you know what I mean? So, I mean, we was just up on cloud 29.
And tell him about right across the street from the studio, they had the female club, so we had Inspiration and Eye Candy and all of that.
All the time.
It was going down.
It really helped. Like he said, Inspiration, you know, a lot of artists, they look for subject matter, they look for content to be in their songs. You know, that inspiration is hella important, and we definitely had it. Like my man just said, we definitely had it. We was able to sit back and do what we had to do, and with no issues. Wasn't no head scratching and no eyebrow raising. We just went in there and did what we did, you know what I mean? Put something in the pimp cup and do what we do.
Shout out to Romeo and Pimpin' Rex for coming to the studio with us, man, on a few occasions, man.
Definitely a shout out to Pimpin' Rex.
Never forgot him, man. Hit me up, man. Mm-hmm. Facebook me or something, Rex. I know you out there pushing them peas. Holler at me, man.
Right. So what do you guys hear that's different in the sound, or should I say the hip-hop rap, and what's happening today?
I'm on this radio. Yeah.
You want to answer that, Lo?
Tweed, I'm going to follow your lane.
Okay, well, what I hear is these cats is basically followers, and I hope they don't take this personal, but how I look at it, man, you can only pop so many bottles. And me personally, I'm not going to a bar flossing like that. I'm not buying you some shit, and I don't even know you. I don't believe in popping bottles, and I don't believe in the other concept. How they say it, it ain't tricking if you got it. Well, not where I'm from, because if you got it and you giving it away, you the trick. So I don't believe in that concept, period. I don't believe in following nobody trends. I believe in setting them, and I believe that a player is what a player does. And if you want to be a copy old follower-ass rap cat, that's all you're going to end up being, man, because then when the new style comes, you so stuck up in the old shit, everybody going to know you for the old shit. See, our transitions is smooth, baby. If we want to change and see low green, we'll be accepted because we live in this shit, man. We ain't no meme copy-ass cat rappers. So the state of hip-hop to me is, man, do you, be yourself. You know, you ain't got a lie to kick it. And make good music.
And don't fall into the hip hop matrix, man. Everybody out here look the same, sound the same. They talking about the same shit. They swag jacking. Subject matters, you know, everybody's subject matters the same. Be original. Have some original subject matter. Have some original concepts. Talk about things that nobody else has talked about. You know what I mean? Take the listeners to a different place. That's all I'm saying. I mean, don't be a clone. That's the biggest thing. Don't be a clone. Everybody out here are clones. They all look the same. They all sound the same, period. You could damn near leave the TV on mute when the video station on. Ain't talking about shit.
Well, don't you kind of got to leave off your block, kind of talk about some things, too?
Yeah, basically, and some cats ain't never left the hood. Some cats ain't never seen the wood.
And it's way bigger than Compton.
Yeah, and I don't believe in swag, man. I'm on that anti-swag committee. I'd rather sag than swag because swag, man, to me is just something to impress a bitch. I hope I can say bitch on the radio. But to have swag means you a sucker in the bitch eye because she's looking at you for your little chain and your little gear and your little car. She don't want you. She wants your swag.
She's looking at your Louis. She's looking at your Louis and your Gucci. And if you need all that to get her, you ain't no real player, no way. Because you're supposed to be able to put this PI in her ear, and that's supposed to be able to be the influence that causes her to see the light and want to come over and get a reevaluation of the situation.
Keep the swag, man. Y'all can have that, man. That shit is so superficial. It means nothing to me. And you come at me with it, and I'm going to tell you what it means right in your face. Please don't be offended. But,
hey, Tweed, the craziest part about it is the reason I brought it up is because everybody swag this and swag that. But if you really start zooming in and tuning into these cats, they swag jacking. Everybody's talking about the same shit, using the same slang. There's nothing original, man. If everybody on the radio sound like Rick Ross and everybody on the radio sound like Ice Cube and everybody on the radio sound like Eminem and everybody on the radio sound like, you know, the 50 Cent, it's like, you know, find some originality, man. Be yourself. It's already a 50 Cent. It's already an Eminem. It's already a Rick Ross. If I want Rick Ross, I'm going to buy Rick Ross. I ain't going to buy no bad impression of Rick Ross. I buy Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I mean, nothing against Rick Ross, but I don't even listen to that. I keep my shit pure, man. You know what I mean? I stay listening to the player music. I stay listening to my family, you know, my team. You know what I mean? The mainstream stuff, that's cool, dog. But that come and go like the hula hoop. You got to know the difference.
Right. Let's jump to another song right quick. We're going to put on Lush and Lavish.
Gotta keep it lush. That means everything we do is lush and lavish. We got to have it.
You're going to blow their mind. That's way too fly for them, man.
With Tweed, we got to give them a chance. You know what I'm saying?
Giving. Now tell them how I'm living. I want the money. but you know I gotta keep it live. I want some money, the smash, the paper, the cabbage. Gotta keep it lush, you know I gotta keep it live. I want some money, the smash, the paper, the cabbage. Gotta keep it lush, you know I gotta keep it live. Ladies love the tweed, my name, my fame. I feel up in this rap game, withstood the pain. So I think I take a spot by the pool and order up a drink. Let me have a quarter gold, no ice. Put the lemon juice and lime, make sure you make it right. Let's see what you about, I think I wanna turn you out right. I get the car, you get the bill, I take you on a date. We can chill, fill our belly for the steak. While I'm skinny dipping, jumping, yak sipping, is you with it? I'm gonna hit it, I gotta get it when I'm all I'm feeling. Sipping is the reason for the match. Used to be a hit, no hit, only thing I need is glass. Used to call me player with the flair. I just went in the street, but not to draw by the age of 18. Piece of pedigree, hear any noise, nobody but the tweed Cadillac. Baby, launching in the lazy lap, I like the money, the snacks. The cabbage, gotta keep it lush, you know I gotta keep it loud. I want the money, the snacks, the paper, the cabbage. Gotta keep it lush, you know I gotta keep it loud. I want the money, the snacks, the paper, the cabbage. Gotta keep it lush, you know I gotta keep it loud. I want the money, the snacks, the paper, the cabbage. Gotta keep it lush, you know I gotta keep it loud.
I just got a call from LAX. You know, they said that Aladdin will be here shortly. They got to bring him over by helicopter because his plane was too big to land on the strip out there.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That sounds like Silky.
Silky said Aladdin, man. Lush and Lavish, man. That was by far one of my favorite tracks off that album, man. That vibe of that music, man. That's the stuff you listen to, man, when you got your Rottweiler sitting by the fireplace and you got a bottle of cognac and your girl is sitting butt naked on the couch talking about what's up. Oh, man, that's what's going down, man.
Yes, yes, yes. That was
real players,
you know. And I kind of think, too, like a couple other artists I know, I kind of think you guys may have been a little bit before your time. You know, time is so crucial in this business. You know, either you too much like somebody or you're not enough like somebody.
There you go.
You know what I mean? It's hard for them to just want to accept, you know, you for you. But then once you crack that egg, that's when you get the superstar and that stardom.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, the problem with a lot of the companies, man, you know, the game has gone digital now, so it's a whole other beast. But the problem with the companies, a lot of the companies back then, you know, 96, 97, early and mid and late 80s, was that's exactly what went on. When you came in, they said, I want a record like this. And they pointed at MC Hammer. Well, shit, if you want a record like Hammer, what kind of sense would that make? Hammer already got a record out. You know, so, I mean, they weren't really... Like you said, they were either trying to put you in a category or box you in or put you back against the wall in some manner. They didn't really want to accept, you know, what you were doing. But that's where you got to keep pushing, man, and stay true to what you're doing.
And then what happens, they turn right back around. And what happens is just like you guys, you gentlemen were speaking on earlier, that you come into competition with another release from another label, and whoever got the biggest dollars, you know what I'm saying, going to get heard, and the other one's not.
Pretty much. That's the nature of the beast.
Let me speak on something real quick, though, man. I remember back in the day, Rick James had made a comment, man. He said when he was younger, man, he had a vision of how he wanted his life to go. So he said, man, I'm going to start my own movement. I'm going to call it Punk Funk. And then I'm going to go get me a band, and I'm going to call them the Stone Six Band. And then I'm going to go get some girls, and I'm going to call them the Mary Jane Girls. And I'm going to spread this Punk Funk all over the world. I'm going to be the king of Punk Funk. And all the record companies said, what the hell are you talking about? But everything that man said came true, and he was the king of punk funk. Rest in peace, Rick James, man. He's one of my actual idols and mentors in this game, man.
Oh, yeah.
So, hey, you can be who you want, man, without trying to be
no
other cats.
Yeah, you can't be no player and not know what's happening with the Rick James. And that's a very true statement, Tweet. And I kind of seen a lot of his interviews, too. He did have his own thing cracking. And that's where you got to kind of stay in your own lane, man. You cannot be so eager, you know, to do what you're doing and so eager to get in this business and deal with these companies that you relinquish and renounce who you are, you know, what you do, the way you do it, because soon somebody will be saying, oh, yeah, he sounds like Ice-T. Oh, yeah, he sounds like this guy. Well, yeah, you do at that point. That's what the label asked you to do. And now it's your fault when your music's not selling. So at least you could have walked away with your, you know, your dignity and pride by sticking to your guns and just doing you. A lot of times the company's not going to understand what's going on with the artists. A lot of these artists are eccentric. A lot of these artists have a vision that the companies just can't see because they're not looking with the same. They're not looking with these artful eyes. This is the art form. They're not looking at it through the same eyes we're looking at. They're looking at it through business eyes. So you know how that goes.
Frankly, you know, a lot of that, like you said, with the upsurge of the internet, man, a lot of that has changed because people have a lot more access to getting their product to the consumer. You know what I'm saying? So, and the way the labels will even interact is different, man, because they really look at the situation and got legs because they're not doing any artist development. You know, they don't even want to do any production. They're not even cultivating any artists. Basically, they want a situation that already got legs, you know.
Yeah, they want it to be moving already. If it's not moving, they don't really want to touch it.
Well, nobody want to make a bad deal. Nobody want bad investments no more all around the board. You know what I mean?
Cause right,
at
right.
one point, from this side of the table, you know, labels were taking a whole lot of losses. And then they had a lot of artists that were getting advances and misappropriating those funds. You know what I'm saying? And the record sales never did pan out. And everybody was ended up mad at everybody.
Yeah, you know, at the same time you had that going on, you have to understand when these companies are run properly, but back in the day on the basis of the way they were ran, you know, those groups were a tax write-off. So that's it. You're partially, I'm going to give you what you were saying partially. And then the artists, yeah, they did misappropriate bread. You're right. At the end, everybody was burnt out and mad at each other. So
right,
what you just said was what
came,
you just said was real.
That brought us to how the business is conducted today. That's why
right.
you're seeing a lot of artists, you know, selling their own music. And it's not that they got to partner up with a major. It's just that, you know, I like to say money only means something to the people who don't have it. You know what I'm saying?
If your company's
already doing, you know, 10, 15 million a year, you know, if you do a label deal with a Universal or a Warner, and that kicks you up to another 50 or 100 million a year, why not? It makes good sense because they make money and you make money.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I say it all the time. You know, man, I tell people all the time and talk to these artists that are independent out here doing my own thing with my own distribution, my own publishing, you know, and about 16, 17 albums to my credit at this time. You know, you only get out what you put in, you know, to the game. And you can't be afraid to invest in yourself out here, you know what I mean? You can't go to a company with your hand out asking nobody for nothing these days because, first of all, like you said, that's not the way the game is ran. But second of all, people want to know what you're doing. People want to – if you haven't invested in yourself, you know, if you haven't done anything for yourself, they're going to look at you like, well, if you don't believe it, you out here acting like you're the shit. But if you don't believe in yourself enough to put some money where your mouth is, why am I pulling my checkbook out?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what my problem is? Back in the day, a CD was costing $14.99 at the warehouse or at Tower, and if you was lucky, you'd go on sale for $10.99. Now, what people don't understand and can't support, and now you spend all this money in the studio, all your effort writing, producing a track, and it's only worth 99 cents now. I don't care how tight it is, it's only worth 99 cents now. And then the funny part about it is, now you out here promoting a song for 99 cents, and these suckers don't even want to give you a dollar. They'll buy you a beer before they'll put a dollar in your PayPal account. That's what I got a problem with. You know,
I definitely have a problem with that too, but that's why you got to be worldwide, man, because right now I'm getting international money, so I'm not even tripping off the lane. Anybody that ain't getting it, it's just over their head. They didn't get it. Flew right past them. But, you know, the people that's zooming in on Giovanni and Urge 7, they know what it is. And Tweet, I got a little remedy for that right there. It's called flooding the game. I mean, we don't do anything better than we do music, man, out here as far as, you know, running these streets and dealing with these little situations and these females and these in and outs and the logistics statistics of the game. One thing we could flood them out and do is put this music on them. You got albums, partner, and you got unreleased music now. I know that for a fact that it's some unreleased sweet Cadillac out there. And you know, I have several albums still in the hole as well as available. So the way you combat that 9 cent thing is you just flood the industry, man. Flood the game. I'll put up as much as you can and promote it all and let all the bread come to you. Because right now, technically, there's no middleman.
Yeah, basically, man, you're right about the international thing. I'm kind of spreading my wings in regards to that, too. And I'm showing that I'm getting love from other countries that I never would have even thought about in the past.
It's so beautiful.
We don't need friends and family to eat.
We kind of would like
them to be rolling on our shit.
Oh, yeah.
I would kind of like my friends and family to spend a dollar with me. I might give it back to you. If you spend it, I'll send it right back to you. You know, but don't just hit the like button on my Facebook. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, come on,
right,
man.
Right. Show some support. It's called show some support.
Exactly. Just let me hold a dollar. God damn.
The problem is, in this country, there's not a lot of leaders. A lot of people like to say they're leaders, but it's predominantly followers.
Word
people
up.
Are not considered successful till somebody from somewhere else say that they are. And that's
there you
the
go.
Own fact. If somebody from
through.
Outside of the United States say you the shit, then all of a sudden you the shit. You could
there
be
you
right
go.
Here
You're right.
your whole life. In the grind, struggling in the trenches, trying to be something, and you never will get your props. But the minute you go outside the United States and get recognition, come back, then you got love. You know,
amen. Somebody take up a collection for that brother right there and send it to the pulpit. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yep, you're right. You're right.
You know, it's
you're right.
just kind of been
man,
there.
Right now, I'm in Germany, all parts of France, Japan, Europe, Spain, Australia, Great Britain, Canada, Africa, Kenya, it just feels good, man. You know what I mean?
It's
it feels good to have that love
there.
From
it is, and Mr. Mont, it is.
And what's crazy is what you. It goes back to what you said earlier. You know, it's like what you tell. Better you will do better. If you don't know, if you haven't been exposed to more, then if you ain't never been out your city, like we was talking about, the world is bigger than Compton. The world is bigger than Englewood, Watson. You know, South Central. The world is bigger than that. So if you can't get the people, you know, to support you in your own place and in your own city, you know, get a globe, man. Pick up a globe and spin it, man. It's a whole bunch on a globe. And the reason I like the internet is you make money in your sleep, man. I got a day job. I got a day job, and I got a hustle, man. I was on my day job at my hustle, and my email alert was going off letting me know somebody purchased my title and was downloading ringtones. Well, I make money in my sleep. I'm making money on the toilet. I'm making money rolling the blood. Don't matter what you're doing. The internet is forever, and there's people all over the world, and you can't control who get up and shop. Motherfucker going to send me money for my saliva? I'm spitting.
Exactly.
You say the internet forever. I don't know about that, brother, because he who create the game also create the rules.
You right about that part right there. Well, when I say forever, I just mean, you know, it's crazy, Mont and Tweed and the listeners. I try to talk to these brothers all the time, man. Believe it or not, we veterans, man. And you don't get too many hip-hop vets out here. Cats be killed, dead, in jail, out the game, whatever, cracked out, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, I try to talk to these cats, try to give them some education on the game, man. Let them know how things are out here. They want to stand at Arco or stand at the gas station or stand at the 7-Eleven with hand-to-hand combat and try to sell a CD, you know, no barcode, no shrink wraps and shit they burnt at home. And I'm like, man, why don't you just, you know, put a little time and bread and invest in yourself, put that up on the internet, and you could be selling to the whole planet every day. You know, you can never, I don't care what your grind is, what you got in your trunk, you can't never post up at Arco and beat me, because I'm going to do an email blast to 4,000 or 5,000 people and get it cracking online while you standing out there waiting to see if somebody going to give you $5 for that CD.
Yeah, that's the poor man's grind, man. You know, by really trying to focus on an international tip, you actually make alliances and friendships, man. I'm working with a cat out of Italy, man, named Doc Free, and just by me knowing him, he hooked me up with another guy named J-Lo. So my chain connection is superb. And then I got a French connection. I got a Budapest, Hungary, Hungary, Slizzy, France. In a way, it's like now I find myself really focusing more on not just the business part, but even my conversation, man, is geared more for the international market because they love us over there. The Macadelics. In Germany right now, man, I'm getting responses, man. So when this DVD drops, called The Rise and Demise of the Macadelics, man. We're in the middle of it right about now, and we're going to re-release the Exposed to the Game CD as well. So you guys
oh,
stay
yeah.
on the lookout for that. But
re-exposed
to the game. Y'all heard it first right here.
Re-exposed.
Yeah,
re-exposed
this is the world premiere, man. This is the world premiere, man. The Rise and Demise of the Macadelics, man. We're going to tell the inside story from our own words. We're going to slap you with that music for those who don't have it or it got stolen. I don't even have a copy of it. Every copy
yeah,
of
I got it. I got it. It's a classic album. I got it, man. It's in the shrink wrap. Man, I will cut them off like a whole shoulder off. Stay away from the Exposed to the Game CD.
We're going to hit y'all, man, with that so, you know, you can see us tell our whole story, man. And hopefully it'll be something that we can get back to the community of hip-hop to really wonder what happened to us because we're still in the game, man. We're just on different planes right about now. Still waiting for Silky to touch down. Hopefully, man, you know, he'll be hitting up in a minute.
Hey, Tweet.
Who is the cat from Detroit, man? I like to chop it up with him, man. A fan called in. Who was that, man?
Hey, 313, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here, homie.
Hey, man, how you doing, sir, man? I'm Tweet Cadillac, man. Introduce yourself, player.
Tweet, man, my name's Jason Overton. I'm friends with you on Facebook, homie. That's how I got the hook up to call you, player, you know. And I just want to tell you, man, 20 years ago, man, a female was the one that put me up on you, man. You know, player, pushing the hype.
Okay. Oh, that's beautiful, man. That's beautiful, man. I'm glad that you appreciated the music. Do you know that on the 29th of this month, the same day that the L.A. riots happened was the same day that that Penthouse Players album got released. So it's going to be our 20th anniversary as well, man. So kind of spread the word, man. Tell folks that me and Flair Ham is still putting it down and we still coming back as well, man.
Yeah, man, because I got to tell you, man, it's hard getting that good West Coast here in Detroit, man. They want to promote all that South stuff, man, all that corny music, man. We don't really get that player stuff like we're supposed to, so we need to get y'all music here in the moms and pops, man. And, you know, because they don't hype the West Coast. We just got to go on the internet and call other people to get y'all music, man. Keep y'all
yeah,
name
that's
alive.
How it is. That's how it is, and I'm so disappointed that all the mom and pops is damn near gone, or the ones that are still there is hanging by a thread, because we really needed those, man, to really spread the word, man. So you 100% right, man. You really 100% right.
You definitely are, family.
Yeah, man, if you got folks, man, that's still looking for us, man, you know, tell a man a simple Google search, man, because we all still active. Earth 7 got, man, as he said, about 300-something records. He's ready for you, you know what I'm saying, man? I'm sure you need all his website information
got that good player music for you. Just search Earth 7.
Exactly.
Pick up all them Giovanni albums. Giovanni's killing them.
So we can OD you to death, man. We can definitely OD you.
And who knows, if we get the right kind of response on this Macadelic project, you might even get a new record from them.
Yeah, man, that's the possibilities. I don't have a problem with that at all, man. Give me something hard to do. That ain't no problem. Silky come, man, with them fly tracks, it ain't nothing to it, man. It ain't nothing to it. I'm with it 100%, man.
Yeah, well, you see how my mind be working. I be down the road, around the corner.
Okay, well, beautiful, man. Good thinking, man. You know, if they want us, we got something to give them, man. As long as they want us, I'm going to stare in their face, man. When they get tired of looking at me, just let me know, and I go sit in a rocking chair, man, grab me a Miller's and call it a day. As long as they want to see my face, man, and they respect my spit, hey, I'm with it. I just dropped my new video, man, world premiere yesterday. The name of the song is called No Bullshit, man. Y'all need to check it out. It's on my Facebook. It's on YouTube. Just rocked yesterday, man. So I'm still active, man. They can't kick me out. There ain't no age cap on hip hop, man. They trying to say, oh, man, you old ass rapper, go sit down and let the youngest spit. But, man, I ain't going nowhere, man. I'm right here, man, popping peas all day.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Well, hold on with us right quick, man. Let's put this number on, man, and we'll be right back.
For whatever reason, you refuse to feel this space we're in. To know its insanity, really know it. Whatever your particular anesthetic is that you hold on to so desperately, the thing I mean that makes you think you know who you are.
I realize throughout the danger, all the times I compress my anger. Looking for a better way to flow, to grow. Looking for another way to go.
like walking on a tightrope. Look below, all I see is self-centered cutthroats. You need to roll with your kin folks. Only then will you not be a scapegoat. Look at how they act, they hold some. What's the first thing they say? Let me hold some. Won't give it back to me if I drop some. All in my face, breath funny. How do I take it? I can't take it no more. I can't take it no more, man. I can't even fake it no more. Too much stress on my chest. After this, I'ma have to wear a vest. I gotta represent the West. I'm one of the best. Get put to the test.
Honey, what's this black world coming? This matter of fact, middle class black bourgeoisie ass. Wish I was rich class. Honey, there's a difference between a black man and a nigga. Nigga, he look at me with hungry eyes, trying to take me by surprise.
I wanna live in serenity. I no longer haul animosity. Tranquility for me. I wanna live at the beach and gaze at the sea. I wanna be immortalized. I want this song to be playing at my funeral when I'm eulogized. Heads pointing to the sky. Baby, 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 don't cry. Feel the essence in everything glorious. Live biggie and don't be notorious. Fear and affection to a OG. A whole thing singing about me. Baby, again, you get delirious. I don't twist it down, take it serious. I put it on my loss and guard nine. Stay fly, got my Romeo spell shine. Other day, fool gave me the red eye. Two in the field, now I know they call him dead eye.
Listen, listen, listen. Hear us now, hear us now. We ask you, we ask you. Now listen.
I see brothers and sisters partying and dancing and dancing and dancing and doing the football and the popcorn and dropping pills and smoking angel dust and things.
If it is what it is, it's what it's gonna be. So let them take away your dreams. Don't ever shit where you eat. Don't bring no riffraff around where you sleep. Keep your business in the streets. And only share a game with your peeps. No razzle-dazz, woody-food hustlers. No undercover sucker-side busters. Can you comprehend how I'm feeling? I'm willing and dealing, trying to keep from stealing. Whoever that I owe, then you got that. I'm about that, player, let me bounce back. I'm a leather mother with a fat sack. King scratch, sweet Cadillac, fuck that. Let me be, let me win, let me fit in. Hit the rewind, play it back again.
The meek ain't going Harry, shit. Cause I'll take it. I'll stop calling you nigga when you start acting like black men. My fellow poets tell me not to write poems talking bad about black folks. But I ain't mad at whitey. I'm mad at you, you low-down nigga. Crossing out each other and constantly talking about brother this and whitey that. It takes two to play a game. Y'all claim to be so hip and all that shit. White girl lovers talking about you's a black brother. Pig feet eating niggas who explain the advantage of integration and talk about how hip birth control is. They're so hip, they can quote Fanon, Mao, Malcolm, Martin, Leroy, and Eldridge playing tough. But the niggas ain't really rough. Cream puffs is a better word than tough. Y'all better get a hip.
This is Sweetie Love from Sweetie Friends. And you're listening to I Am Envy on Blog Talk Radio with your host, K-Diddy. Yeah, it's a world movement thing. Moving the world with their music.
Yeah, we back with
yes,
Earth
yes.
7.
Malcolm Ultra Tweed on
Cadillac.
That last track.
Oh, yeah.
And the Watch Prophets, man. Father Omd, big shout out to Anthony Hamilton, man, from the Watch Prophets, man. Put me down on that one right there. He said, come on, man, with some Malcolm Luther Tweed shit. So that's what I had to do, man. It showed I'm still an activist, too, man. I do believe in the black struggle of the world, man, because we all we got, as they say. You feel me?
That's real fly right there. Amen to that right there. Yeah, y'all go back and, make sure you go to YouTube and search Earth 7 and check that boot camp out. I just put a movie online. You know what I mean? And that's just talking about the same type of situation, you know, fighting back out here. As a matter of fact, Martin Luther King is on the intro. So y'all get a minute, go to YouTube, search URG and the number 7, and check out that boot camp short film. You know what I mean? Also, y'all need to check out that new Tweed Cadillac video. What's the name of that new joint, Tweed? It's real fly.
Oh, man, that's called No Bullshit, man. It's available
yeah, y'all,
on YouTube,
hey, y'all
on my Facebook.
Y'all go check that out. Y'all check that out. Give it to him, Tweed. Y'all check that out. Listen from Herb 7, please, man. It's a new beat from Tweed right here, man. It's burning up. Give it to him, Tweed.
Man, it's OGTweedCadillac.com. Or just go to Facebook /SweetCadillac, man. You'll find it. World premiere was yesterday, so it's fresh, man. Be the first one to keep out some shit. Go tell a friend, you know, man, I'm coming with it, man. Film directly on the blade. This ain't no perpetration. It's peas in the house, so holler back.
How can you not love that, dude?
Our public services.
Yes, sir. For the suckers that think they ain't living this shit, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
And what's funny is I was laughing when I saw the motel because I already know it. Like he at the mall.
Yeah, man. Sucker said, man, why you wear the same shirt, man, in every picture and every video? And I had to explain to him, man. Well, I had a guy, man, from Direct Food Clothing, man, that happened to look out for me back in the day when I couldn't get no sponsorship. Nobody would send me no gear. I couldn't get nothing. This guy has been with me, man, religiously. So every time you see me in a tip or a video, I'm going to be wearing that gear. So, you know, look out for him as well. It's called Direct Food Clothing, man. Trigger thought. It's like elevate your mind. So when you see me, man, with that Uzi on my chest, it's really a nonviolent approach, man. It means triggered thought. So I'm getting your attention with that gun to open up your mind, homie. Believe me, Direct Food Clothing, man. Beautiful situation.
I just want to squeeze on something that I got out of that your whole little plug right there, man. I got loyalty out of that, man. And I want to just throw that out there to our listeners and people that's in the game, period, you know. That word loyalty, if you don't know what that means, go look it up. You know.
How can you forget those who give a fuck about you? Because you know how they say your mama gonna always love you, your friends will always love you too if you're a fair player across the board. Feel me? So
man,
it's
I'm
like
just,
when you
I'm,
give
I'm
you
just
give.
Sad to say and be a bearer of bad news, man, but it's a whole, should I say, a generation or two out there that's got that lesson, didn't hear that lesson, didn't get that lesson, and those are the ones that we really, 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 really need to touch. You know what I'm saying?
Real talk, real talk.
Because at the end of the day, we really only got us, you know what I'm saying? Every culture is brought into this country really was brought into under somebody's foot. You know what I'm saying? And if we don't learn how to support each other and work with each other, then we done lost really already in the big
amen,
field,
man.
The big,
amen.
The big scheme
when you,
thing. We
yeah,
done
when
lost.
You look at the when you look at the big picture, that's real, man. Because you can't bite the hand that feeds you, and you got to definitely take care of the people that's taking care of you. And then that's
you know,
just, that's what you know. That's what my man Tweed is saying. He's saying this is the cat that looks out. So of course he's gonna look out because wasn't nobody else looking out. So why would he be standing there in something else that you know, that he represents something that wasn't willing to represent him. You know what I mean? So he's taking care of who took care of him. And you can't do nothing but
also,
accept that.
Also, when the Triple OG, that really means something to me. I respect that. I remember when the first time a dude called me Big Homie, I damn near was in tears. I didn't let him know, but it was like, wow, I'm on that level now, you know? I'm the Big Homie, or somebody called me OG. I like that shit now, you know what I'm saying? So I really represent that, and I know that, man, when you're true to people, they'll be true to you. How the hell is, man, and we still talking after 20-plus years. It's like when you try to be a role model and lead kids and tell them, look, man, don't step in that shit, or you're going to get your shoes all fucked up, and they go ahead and do it anyway. At least you know, some cats will sit back and won't say nothing. I'm really not
real
that type
talk.
Of guy. I've been leading cats my whole, man, I've done over 1,000 verses on people's records that have never went nowhere and never made one nickel. So I've always looked back and tried to help people, and I believe that somebody will always help me, man. You feel me? It's like blessings.
That's how the universe works, man. That's how the blessings, that's how the universe works, and that's exactly why you're still relevant, prevalent today, all three of us. Because we all gave, and continue to give. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you get a little frustrated with cats because, you know, we have those expectations, and I've learned how not to expect things. If I can't do it, I just can't do it. But I think a lot of times when we give and we have expectations, even when we say we don't, we really do. Even when we're looking for gratitude or compensation or something, there's something there. A lot of cats don't give freely. But
I'm looking for somebody. I'm looking for somebody that has the same work ethic that I have. If you're willing to be up at 5:30 in the morning, I'm gonna meet you. I'm gonna meet you at 5:30 in the morning. Feel me? As far as Urge goes, he's one of the hardest guys I know. So around him, you have to be motivated. Cause how you gonna be with a dude and Pete come on, he said, pick up a pencil. In 15 minutes, he's on the mic. So you're going to be sitting there with your pencil and paper looking stupid, or you're going to keep up. So when you're around people that's motivated, they motivate you. But you must be around that, and you must have that. Because this old saying, too, man, Lamont, I think I might have told you this. You can't motivate a monkey. Either he's going to climb a tree as monkeys do, or he's going to lay down under it with a banana. And I've learned that. I only deal with people that want it more than I want it. And heaven knows I want it more than they want it, because I know what it feels like to be at the top of the mountaintop.
I
know what it feels like. You feel what I'm saying? So I want somebody to want it more than how I want it, and I know how bad I want it because I know what it feels like.
Like in the south of France, and I know what sardines taste like in Watts, too.
Yeah, hey, there you go. Both sides. Been there, done that. Hey, that's real talk. I've been at the top, the bottom, and the middle, so I know how to change gears and keep it moving, man. But, what Mom was saying was real, man. A lot of times when I've invested my time in these artists, you know, I've just wondered what any other coach, you know, I look at myself as a coach in this game to these younger cats. But I've wanted the same thing a coach has wanted every player that plays for him, you know, to do. I just wanted the people that I invested my time and or cash in to just follow through. You know, don't come waste my time. Don't come record for a year and don't do nothing with it. Don't come do songs and don't do nothing with them. Don't come do incomplete stuff, you know. Don't come and work on one song for 5 months. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, I just want follow through. And, you know, it's pretty sad to say that I done left a lot of artists alone, man, because they don't have our work ethic. They're not up at 3 a.m. They don't know what sacrifice is. A lot of these artists got the game backwards. They think somebody's going to knock on their door and give them a barrel of money for what they do, and it's just not cracking like that. That Crush Groove, Run DMC, Russell Simmons shit is gone.
Man, you better tell them, man, we done lost families in this, man. You feel what I'm saying? In this hip-hop, man. I lost my family, man, because of that, my wife.
I left two wives behind as well.
I already know, man. This game is treacherous, you know what I'm saying?
I was going to ask you guys about how many monsters you created.
Oh, man.
I didn't create monsters, and then I call them back, like, 6 months later, and they work at Food for Less. So like Urge just said, you spend your time with a cat and he ain't serious. That's just wasted energy that you could apply to yourself. So that's one of the reasons why I'm a solo artist, man, because I know what I could do, and I know that when I go into a studio, I'm completely efficient. I'm going to leave out of there with everything I need, including TV and acapella. So I don't waste my time.
Plus, you're not going to shoot yourself in the foot.
There it go. I always want to help people, spit on good with people. But damn, you'll go pay an artist like Sugar Free because you're on his name, but then you want me to do something for you on the strength? It's like, no, baby, you got to pay me too. I don't even bother with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
don't
come
at
me and
spit no verses, man. Oh, man, you want my 20-year history, my credibility, all of that, too, and you don't want to pay me? I'll take a gift card. You know,
Ain't no freestyles. It's all pay styles, man. Because the bottom line is it's the music business. At the end of the day, you're going to get what you pay for.
I'm not tripping. I just need something, man.
Hey, listen, let me jump in right here, man, because this sounds like a continuous show, boy, talking about monetization of the players. But we down to our last 30 seconds, man. I want to thank both of you guys for take the time out to come kick it with
oh, yeah.
you, man.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Hopefully we can have you guys back soon, you know, to play some of the new music and, you know, further this conversation about what you guys got going on now and kind of play some of the new stuff, man, and bring the listeners totally up to date
sure.
with where you guys are now.
We'd like to thank you for having
sure.
us, man. On behalf of DJ Aladdin, sorry, man, that he couldn't attend. But you will, man, be able to check out that DVD, man, The Rise and Demise of the Macadelics, in stores shortly.
Coming soon. Stay tuned. And
all
thanks
right.
for y'all support, man. We love y'all, man.
Hey,
love y'all,
sweet man.
Cadillac,
thanks
baby.
For coming through.
Sweet Cadillac, baby. Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
Sonny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain.
Hey, handsome.
Sonny,
how are you?
You sleeping,
huh?
It's the pain. Now the dawn days are gone. And the bright days are here. My sunny one shines. So sincere. Sunny one so true. I love you.
So chill, hey. I can't complain or explain. You simply flip my game. Like cocaine in my veins, fuck you every day. All up in my brain, unlike that same old thing. You bring me joy, no pain. What's my name?
We can't let go, man.
Can't get that way with you. My son, it wasn't so true. Man, I look like a fool if it ever ran over you. Enticed by all this fame, but ground is still the same. Parts of my old flame got blown right out the frame. My aim, my game, no shame. Slide home, tap home, plate. You feel me, I felt you. My son, it wasn't true blue. I now see things clearer. Your face in my mirror. Reflection shine like mine. Mine is mine, just my kind. It's true, I fight that fool. Be with you, I do what it do. Never will I blow my fuse. Never will I ever want to sing the blues. All I want to do is cruise. Enjoy every day that's spent with you. Let's take it to another plateau. Sonny, get your first escape, let's roll.
Sonny, thank you for the sunshine. Okay. Sonny, thank you for the love you brought my way.
But I bet you can't do that.
You would have to bring that call to him. You would have to bring him with you.
You'll smell it whipping through that trunk.
Right. Hold on. I had fun.
Laugh, see? Hey, look, I'll be walking like this the rest of the day. You don't want to see what it looked like.
Where you going? This shit you doing.
Freeway. This shit don't go to no goddamn freeway. This